A record number of students across the country started summer school this month, some voluntarily, but many are so far behind academically that they're required to attend. The surge in mandatory summer school programs poses two questions: whether summer school is the best way to help struggling students, and why so many are failing. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reports.
Make no mistake, mandatory summer school has mushroomed because of the growing number of students who lack the basic academic skills they need to go on to the next grade.
I feel messed up because I've been back for 2 years, and I don't feel like going back this year, though.
Asad Neal, 13, is a sixth grader in the Baltimore Public Schools. He lives with his parents and two brothers in a modest row house in the city's east side. This will be the third straight summer that Asad misses a real vacation, like going to North Carolina to visit his relatives. Asad has repeated sixth grade twice because of his poor reading and math skills, and his parents are outraged, but not at him.
To me, it's a system that has failed, period.
Ike and Veronica Neal are Asad's parents.
Something is wrong somewhere, especially if a child goes to school every day. Why that child not passing?
Mr. and Mrs. Neal say summer school hasn't helped their son, and the quality of the program this year does not look that much better. Only 10 of the 38 teachers who have been hired at their son's school, Highland Town Middle School, are certified. Despite reassurances that all summer school teachers would be certified, Baltimore, like most urban school systems, is facing a severe teacher shortage. And there's little that principals like Veronica Dixon can do about it.
Good morning, and welcome back. It just seems like a couple of days ago I was saying to you, have a good summer.
Dixon, the principal at Highland Town, is upbeat about summer school, which is more than you can say for the 300 groggy students who dragged themselves to the school's auditorium at 8 a.m. the first day. They'll be here 4 hours a day for 5 weeks. Dixon's advice to them is simple.
Be here on time, and above all, be serious. Because if you do not meet the standard, you will not move on to the next grade.
With 30,000 students, a third of the public school population, attending summer school this year, Baltimore is the latest urban school system to expand summer school dramatically. Carmen Russo is the school district's top administrator. When Russo arrived a year ago, she found that even though reading and math scores have been rising since 1998, more than half of the city's students, especially older students, were still performing below grade level.
There will always be children that fail, however, we have an obligation to give them additional support. If you can improve the reading level of a middle school child or a high school child by a couple of grade levels, that's a heck of a lot better than where they were.
At a cost of nearly $13 million, Baltimore will employ 2,100 instructors and keep just about every neighborhood school open for the summer. When Baltimore began looking for a large-scale summer school model 3 years ago, it looked at Chicago, which now runs one of the nation's oldest and biggest summer school programs. Dr. Blondine Davis oversees that program, which has grown to 80,000 students at a cost of $54 million. Davis says it's a lifeline for thousands of children who would otherwise end up on the streets.
Certainly they would not have structured intellectual stimulation. The other thing that we're concerned about, if a child has a home situation that is becoming borderline dangerous, if they're not interacting with us, nothing positive would happen to them for the entire summer.
In Chicago, as in Baltimore, poverty may not be an excuse for poor classroom performance, poor attendance, or low test scores, but clearly mandatory summer school has become a program for the poor. Does it help? Well, that's what Professor Harris Cooper of the University of Missouri wanted to know.
We were able to gather 99 independent samples of kids who went to summer school and whose progress after summer school was either compared to where they were before or to kids who didn't go. And in 83 instances, the kids who went to summer school showed improvement.
Cooper says one of his biggest concerns, though, is school districts' reliance on standardized tests to decide which kids attend summer school.
Children will learn at different paces, that they come from homes with different resources. So expecting the same of every child is really unrealistic.
Are you saying that school systems should not use test scores to decide whether kids should go to summer school?
No, but I think we have to recognize that it's only one piece of information.
Parents in Chicago and Baltimore, though, say the testing issue is part of a bigger problem. They argue that mandatory summer school is not a sign that public schools are getting better. It's a sign that schools are not doing their job during the regular school year. In Baltimore, though, school officials have decided that if test scores don't improve and if summer school enrollment doesn't drop in a year's time, they'll know their summer program isn't working, and it'll be time to try something else. I'm Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, in Baltimore.